What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Darius, I need some game show music, please, at your disposal. I've got a bell here. I will hit the bell if you are wrong.
Oh.
If you don't hear a bell, it means you're right and you win. The way we're going to play the game is, can you spell the word Eagles? Can you spell the word Eagles? It's a very complicated word. It is a difficult word to spell. Just ask the mayor of Philadelphia, who cannot, apparently, spell the word Eagles. We found out the hard way.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
So, Danny, it's your turn to try to spell the word Eagles.
I want to spell the word correctly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Eagles. E. This is where it gets. A.
So far, you're doing better than the mayor of Philadelphia.
G. L. E. S.
No bell.
Nailed it.
Danny spelled
it correct. I nailed it with a little self-vomit, too, in there. I hate him so much.
Darius, I'm going to let you go next. Now, it's tough. You think it's easy. It's actually tricky. Listen to the mayor here, because she had some issues with the first few letters of Philadelphia and the word Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
You can hear her there realize she messed up, I think.
But why?
There's one moment where she went,
So the E-L, I'm like, okay.
It's the L.
She said the wrong word.
Yeah, it's the L.
She meant A. Wrong letter, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then the next one's wrong, too. Does she say S after L?
No,
Let
she
Let me hear you all say
E-L-E-S-E-S,
Eagles!
E?
She almost says S before the second E. She starts on S. E! Having a tough time.
Oh, boy. This is definitely one of the biggest moments in radio of my life.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is very tough. Especially because we were at the stadium where they spell it a lot.
They spell it a
You could find that word everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. They make sure you know how to spell it. All right, so it's E.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the next letter would be A.
Yep.
Not L?
No, not L. No.
Okay.
No.
E.
That'd be A. EA. EA Sports. No, not EA Sports. Sorry.
It's in the game.
EA. G.
Mm-hmm.
Eeg. Oh, yeah. That's right.
L.
Okay.
L, which is what we're going to give them on Sunday.
Oh. E.
Oh.
Talking a little trash.
What was that?
Look at this tough guy from Detroit over here doing a podcast. He's going to go on with the junkies next week.
If he runs 10 times, he's going to the medical tent.
And you and your veteran injured quarterback are going to play my team? You and your defense that gave up 40?
You got no idea what's in store for you.
The last letter was S? Because it's plural, right?
Yep.
Darius.
It's more than one. There it is. It's more than one eagle.
Eagles. You did better than the mayor. The
Multiple
mayor
struggled
eagles. To spell Eagles when she got her opportunity.
Let me hear you all say E!
does botch two letters.
Yeah. Because I think that she recovers.
She does, but after the S, so after the G, it should be an L after that. She does not, E-A-G-L, yes. The sec that L, the is not an L. Listen.
E-L-D-S-E-S-E-O.
That's not an L. That's an S.
Oh, my God.
She says two things wrong. She says E-L.
Yeah.
G-S. And then what are the E-S again? So she spelled
E-L.
Elgesel.
G.
Elgesel. E-L-G-S-E-S. I think. Play it one more time.
E-L-G-S-E-S-E-G-O.
And if I really want to get picky, the G sounds like a Z. Now I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because there's no Z in the word. And it seems like she's mixing up letters more than she's saying letters that aren't in the word.
So the kindest interpretation is I'm going to not give her the false start. It would be a false start penalty in game. They'd back you up 5 yards, right? Because she went like half of an L. I'll even discount that. It's just E-L-G-E-S is what she ends up with.
That's the kindest you could do. I think you could say that she says E-L-Z-S for Eagles. How do you spell Eagles? E-L-Z-S.
El-Zol's.
Right. El-Zol Radio.
E-L-Z-S-E-S. Eagles!
There is no G there. A G has a sound to it. J. There's a J in there, like a J sound. J. Jumper. Jubilant. J. There's no sound. There's a Z. I'm changing my opinion.
Ooh.
She says E-L-Z-S.
E-L-Z-S. Eagles!
Am I wrong?
I think it's a G. I think it's a G.
It just doesn't sound like one?
I think it's the only... because here's what happened. She realized...
What happened was she couldn't spell Eagles.
Well, I'm aware of that. But in the middle of spelling it, she's going, I am off. I am so off the reservation here. I have a landing zone, and I'm out in the middle of the ocean. And I got my parachute's deployed, and I can't get back there. And so there's uncertainty. The G turns... because she's already thinking, like, how do I get this back on track? And do I do the second L... put the actual L where it's supposed to go. So then she false starts on the L and just kind of goes, yes, yay! No one pay attention.
And to be fair, the video that's circulating is in 360p, which my grandfather's TV probably is still broadcasting in. So the audio might not be great.
Oh,
I'll give a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but the audio might not be great.
What a deep technology cut from gamer streamer Darius.
Yeah, 360p is very 2004, right, Darius?
I'm really hyper.
That might be 1990.
Really?
In the 90s somewhere.
I'm a 1080p guy.
Yeah. I'm really into the Eagles being spelled E-L-G-S. Darius is like, 360p? What kind of press conference are we running here, Mayor? It's like, can we focus on the E-L-G-S?
And Darius is
like, I'll get there in a second, but let's fix this 360i27p over here. Clary, you're up. This is not as easy as you think, by the way.
Huh. He's a great speller.
I'm good at spelling.
That's how he got his corporate job.
All right, let's see what word you've got in the spelling bee.
All right, the word Eagles, right?
No, you're going to get a different one.
Okay.
Clary's word is... it is Eagles, I'm
it
sorry.
It is Eagles.
It
okay.
is Eagles.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
G-L-E-S. Eagles. I thought it was going to go G-O-F-F. Eagles.
J-A-R-E-D.
Where do you think Jared Goff is this week, by the way?
He's at home. He's getting ready for next year.
Next year, there's still games being played.
There are games being played. And our Commanders are in it. They're in it.
We are
your,
in it, right?
Your Commanders.
We're in it.
It's so funny to simultaneously that we're at home and we're still going. So you're going with Eagles?
Eagles. I-G-L-E-S.
Okay. That brings us to Ben. Nats. Beanie. Awesome Redskins jacket.
It's a good old
school
jacket.
His buddy gave him for $30. It looks like it's from 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And a good Commander's hoodie as well. Can you spell the word Eagles?
Well, I haven't graduated from the University of Maryland yet. Okay. I don't have my degree.
He's an undergrad. Yep.
I don't know if I can spell it.
Can I say before you answer then?
Yeah.
I think we should all, like, nobody should be laughing if he doesn't get it right.
It's not his fault.
He's still in school.
He's a young person.
He's just a boy.
Yeah.
And he is a good little employee
of ours.
It's not
like he majored in professional team name spelling either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's your major?
Broadcast journalism.
Right.
So, we don't learn about that.
Right.
Spelling stuff like Eagles is not in your purview.
We only fail assignments if we misspell proper nouns. So I'd actually would get a zero for the assignment at school if I made this mistake.
All right.
Oh,
so with that in mind.
Let's try.
Okay, here we go.
A Merrill F. Shout out to all the Merrill College people. I'm going to go L-O-S-I-N-G-O-N-S. U-N-D-A-Y. Eagles.
That is correct.
Bell didn't ring.
That is correct.
Bell didn't ring.
That is correct.
Bell didn't ring.
That is correct.
Longer than I would have thought.
Yeah, because you sound it out, you don't get all those letters.
Right. One more time, can I hear the mayor at the pep rally?
E-L-E-S-E-S. Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
That fourth letter is...
That is so tough.
What letter in the alphabet is?
There's a little silence on the back end, too, where people are kind of probably looking around like,
oh, no.
That's definitely a viral moment, right?
Yeah, we're going to see that again.
That's how I think about life now. In real time is like, oh, my God, how many years am I going to be seeing this for? Like, last night, one of the funniest things ever happened. Did you guys see Ryan Day and the Ohio State players after the national championship game in a golf cart? They hop in to be driven, and this happens in these stadiums because if you're in the concourse, like the bowels of the stadium, you might have to be driven three quarters of the way around the stadium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll put you in like one of these gators or golf carts or whatever, and they'll drive you around. So they jumped in this golf cart, and this girl starts driving it and just smacks right into the wall. I tweeted a video if you want to see it at Grant H. Paulson. Did you see this?
I did.
I mean, she just, it was like Austin Powers in that scene where he goes back and
parallel
forth.
Parking.
Just,
yeah.
And then she like panics. She can't get it to back up for some reason. It just is running to a wall.
It won't make the sound to back up.
Ryan Day's leg is like being pinched between a golf cart and a wall. It's the funniest thing in the world. But all I could think about is every time Ryan Day ever loses, any fourth down they don't get, anytime Michigan beats them or whatever.
It's your new had a bad day
like,
meme.
It's a meme now. I would be so mad if I was him at this girl because you've now made me a meme in perpetuity. And that's what I think of. If you're this mayor, this is your Howard Dean moment. We're going to Iowa. We're going to Texas. We're going to Louisiana. We're going to Virginia. Woo! Like, this is what you're known for, is E-L-S-Z-G-R. Are you going to the mall? Unreal, man. And obviously, She could probably spell Eagles.
I bet if she could give another chance, she could get it right.
But it just went sideways on that. That's a big moment. And that's hard to do.
LG. Yes.
Maybe she was talking about her cell phone. LG. She was just looking at a sign at a Verizon store across the way. Like, what could possibly have happened?
She was thinking ahead. Prematurely, that L jumping up early in that word for her really threw everything off. Because now you're off the bridge and you don't know how to get back. So she false started, stuttered, illegal formation, messed up the whole thing. That was tough.
I'm getting a lot of people chiming in here, getting some Instagram DMs at Grant H. Paulson as well. They're hearing a Z. They're hearing
you guys,
a Z.
No. No.
E-L-V-S-V-S,
Z.
I'm most upset that no one got my Billy Madison joke in the room, including Danny.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I tweeted the video and I said, C-O-U-R, are you going to the mall? And no, not one person in the studio got it. I'm like, anyone know? Danny came back from the bathroom. I was like, okay, now I got someone,
now I got someone to help me.
And Danny looked at me like I was an idiot. Are you going to the mall? Nothing, Billy Madison?
Are you going? Is what I was asking you there.
Second grade spelling bee? He gets to go to third grade?
I'm the smartest man alive. I remember that part.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.